I'm Franklin Taggart. This is the Virtual Coffee Break. Join me in the break room. Hey there, everybody. Franklin Taggart here, and I have my coffee. It is time for a long-awaited coffee break. All right. What I wanted to talk about today is how my relationship challenges everywhere else in my life show up in my business. The last few weeks, I've had, I don't know how many, like three or four conversations with different people, friends and clients both, who have been noticing their relationship challenges that they're normally kind of aware of at home showing up in their business and work contexts. And why shouldn't they? I think that just makes sense. It's like, you know, I find that to be true for me. Let me put it this way. I suck at relationships. I'm not good at them at all. I'm not the easiest person to be in any kind of a relationship with. And yeah, I look like an easygoing guy, but underneath the surface, there's a lot going on, and it's really difficult for me to set that aside and be interrupted and to have like superficial conversations with people. So I'm not very good at creating these really strong connections that I want so much. And that has affected my business as well. And there are a few really good examples that I can give of challenges that I face in my relationship patterns that show up both at home and in business and everywhere else, for that matter. And like I said, I think the root of this is not necessarily the context that I'm in, but the fact that it's just me that is there dealing with things the way that I deal with them. I had a supervisor. Back in the old days, I was a crisis intervention person working in a crisis center. And I had a supervisor at that time who was in a training with me, and she just kept putting out there, relationships are hard, period, end of story. And she said, I think that that's true for all people, whether they want to admit it or not. And I believe that. I believe that relationships are challenging. They are difficult. And yet, we all need them in order to thrive in the world, it seems. So there are a couple of things that I wanted to look at as far as my own tendencies. One of the things I always tell people is I like people just fine as long as we don't have to spend much time together. Well, for me, that's true. I actually love those of you who remember my podcast, Your Own Best Company. The whole celebration was people who really loved working alone and they cherished that solitude. It's not just a defense, and it's not just some kind of a, you know, avoidance of any kind. It is a legitimate appreciation for what can happen in those periods when we're really deeply alone. And loneliness, yeah, that can be a part of it. And isolation, yeah, that can be a part of it. But as I've gotten older, I've had to learn how to navigate those things. And then the other thing that I hear from people is that they just can't believe that this is a difficulty for me, because I seem like such a nice guy. I'm so easygoing and all of that. But what I tell people is that, yeah, I probably put forward that image just so people will not bother me. It's probably a defense mechanism of some kind. But the other thing that I look at is that the real challenges for me are the one that I've probably struggled with the longest in my life is just compulsive approval seeking. I want people to like me, and I don't want to have to fit into their mold in order to be liked, but I usually will find a way to pretzel myself into a situation so that I gain their approval. And the difficulty with that is that the person that they are with in that room isn't really me. It's a persona that I'm creating to match up with what I feel their expectations are. So a real connection isn't being made. It's not a legitimate connection that's happening. It's an artificial connection. And any real connection that happens in that context is accidental, as far as I'm concerned. It's like there's not a hell of a lot of intention around it. The other thing that I think is really important to look that brings about struggles in my business is that I have to put forward an honest representation of what I offer and what I do. And the temptation is to put forward something that really isn't true. So in essence, I'm lying. And I think that that's one of the things that we need to understand about compulsive approval seeking, is that very often it ends up with people behaving in ways that are not true. And I'm familiar with that throughout my whole life. It's like I look at so many things that I've told people and so many things that I've done and said that just really are a misrepresentation. And it's also that they will like what I'm saying, or that they will accept me. Now, this goes back all the way to early childhood. I remember doing these things as early as like when I was 4 or 5 years old. This is a lifelong kind of a pattern and a challenge. And I think underneath it all, there's just some insecurity that's going on. I really have a sense at my core that if people really know who I am and know what I offer, that I'm not going to be a good fit. And that's terrifying. So that said, one of the things that I have to look at, though, is that I've adapted in a way that I can start to recognize some of the early warning signs when I am starting to do that. And one of the early warning signs is just a feeling of anxiety about the relationship, about the connection, about the person, about being liked. And if I can start to see that early on, I can actually then make different choices instead of getting into the habitual pattern. I said, I'm fond of saying that old habits don't die hard, they just don't die. So what I'm looking at is that I'm really trying to just give myself an instant of time to respond differently than what my habits are. The other challenge that I'd like to mention is that I have a deep mistrust of people. And again, there are some folks that know me who may find that surprising, because I do feel like I present myself as a pretty trusting person. But the truth of the matter is that I've gotten really good at doing other people's thinking for them. And that is because I don't, at a very basic level, trust them very much. And again, maybe tied into that whole thing that if they really knew who I was, they wouldn't like me and they wouldn't want to hang out. In business, that shows up as a tendency to kind of construct people's opinions in my own mind before I actually know what they are. And I'll talk myself out of doing things because I think other people aren't going to be interested, or they're not going to like it, or they're going to find all of these different things wrong with it. And this is also a pattern that I've worked with several clients on. It is just one of those things where how do we work with that tendency in ourselves to do all of that thinking? And I'm a big thinker. I think all the time. And what's really, really nice is that in the adaptation that I've developed in for this pattern, is that I shift into kind of a neutral state, and I give people my full attention, and I just listen. I listen as deeply as I can to what's being said, and I want first and foremost to understand what's being transferred over to me, what's being given. I want to see them, I want to hear them as completely as I can in the moment. Now, one of the things that's just an automatic result of this is that a mutual trust develops quite naturally. And the nice thing about that is also is that I don't have to create any kind of pretense or falseness in order to gain their approval, because we've already made the real legitimate connection. I don't have to do anything else. And I'm off the hook for having to do all that thinking. So it's a relief to me to just be in that position of receiving a person. Now, yeah, I don't do this perfectly all the time, but it is something that as I become more aware of it, and as I practice it, it becomes more a part of my day-to-day routine with people. Now, this has transformed my family life in ways that I can't really describe. It's like my family relationships are way different than they've ever been before. And a lot of it is that I'm not making assumptions about what the other person is thinking and feeling. I'm actually just opening to what they are legitimately thinking and feeling. It's a whole different animal, whole different aspect. Now, what's really been fun in my business too is that this has become a way for me in marketing to actually be in a position of empowering them to make a decision rather than forcing or manipulating them to make a decision or coercing them in any way. So what happens is that when I go into this mode of real deep acceptance and listening and understanding and seeing and hearing, that connection allows more to happen. And there's an almost magical quality to it. I can't describe it, but I would encourage you to really give that some consideration and try it. See if that works for you. Now, the other challenge that I have, and I don't know if this challenge is going to change very much, but I've been proficient at making myself really difficult to reach since I was small. What I always tell people is that my perfect idea of a game is just hide. It's not, there's no go seek. It's just hide. And I tell people all the time, my favorite place in all of the universe has been my grandmother's closet. It was in the basement of the hotel where our family kind of gathered when I was a kid. That closet was magical to me. It was a beautiful place. It had her whole collection of books that she had gathered as a school teacher. Had one really nasty lone light bulb in the middle of it with a pull chain. And I could go into that closet and just read for hours at a time. And if people couldn't find me, that was the first place that they knew to look. It was my favorite place on earth. And if I have to say that there's a heaven and I have an idea of it, that would be my idea of heaven. But one of the things that I've known about myself for a very long time is that I don't want to be findable, especially, you know, all the time and even very much at all. It's like I don't like to be very visible. And I don't like to be very available. I really like to have that space. Now, one of the things that's behind that is that being in public places is challenging because I have a high level of sensitivity. I know there are some people that like to put a label on that of highly sensitive person or HSP. I'm not all that fond of that particular label, but what I will say is that the sensitivity makes it difficult for me to sustain exposure in public places for very long. Now, that's not to say that I don't like people. I really do actually love people. My favorite way to encounter people is in a one-on-one discussion in a quiet place. That, to me, is really the best of all situations. I really love conversations that can happen when we've got 2 hours alone together. And that is a challenge, you know, to come up with in this world. But in those times when it can happen, it's a beautiful thing. Now, the implication for me for business has been that I don't market the way that most people do. I don't care about visibility. I don't care about, you know, all of this stuff. Now, I've tried all of that stuff for years. And to be quite honest with you, those tactics have rarely worked for me. But I read a story about Steve Hardison a few years back that really struck me. Steve Hardison, if you don't know him, he's probably the most famous life coach in the world. He's the coach of coaches. He works with very high profile professional athletes, business leaders, political leaders, and things like that. Just a brilliant coach. But one of the things that I really appreciated about his story at that time, he didn't even have a website. I think he might have had like a place where you could find his phone number or his contact information online, but that was about it. But what was really interesting to me about his story was that he would find the clients that he wanted to work with, and then he would approach them. And quite honestly, that for me has been the best marketing possibility that I've been able to find. I do look at people and I do find people. God forbid I do show up at a networking meeting every now and then. But more often than not, I find people in public forums, and I can tell by some of the things that they say and some of the things that they do and some of the ways that they participate there that they would be a person that I would enjoy working with. And I approach them and I just invite them to a conversation. And that allows the possibility of working together to come or not. I can be okay either way. But that makes it possible for me to not have to worry about 24-hour-a-day visibility and findability and things like that. I really feel like that for those of us who do treasure our solitude, that we can find ways to be available on our terms, and we can find people to work with, that we don't have to go out and do a song and dance to attract, but we can just really identify who they are and approach them human to human and make the offer. You know what I mean? So those are some of the challenges that I face in my relationships and how they've kind of shown up in my business life. I always invite people to reach out if they've heard something here that resonates with them. I always invite people to reach out to have a conversation. My first conversation with you is always free. And if you go to my website, franklintaggart.com, there's a little picture on there that says schedule your best next step call here. Click on that picture and you'll go right to the page where you can schedule. So I will look forward to being back with you again. I don't apologize for not being visible this last bunch of months. I needed it off. I needed the time off. So I don't apologize at all. But it's nice to have something to say. So I hope this has been helpful to some of you. And I hope some of you are pissed off about it. I don't care. In any case, I hope you all are having a good whatever it is where you are. And I'll catch up with you next time. Thanks for listening. So I guess this means that the show is over. So we've reached the end of another virtual coffee break with Franklin Taggart. Thanks for listening. If you're feeling stuck in your business, your life, your marketing, whatever, schedule a best next step call just to get moving again. Go to franklintaggart.com and look for the little picture that says schedule your best next step call here. I'll see you soon.